there's some you know, some hesitancy there when you're trying to learn a new system. But as the year went on, he became that anchor and that rock in the middle.
What can you guys do offensively?
Well, I think it does start with our offensive line. I mean, it's not a cliche thing to say that, but this is a good group on defense, and you know, they may not be where they want to be in sacks and relating to that, but you see a lot of negative rush plays against this group, and we just got to execute our game plan, bottom line. And this secondary is aggressive. They like to blitz. They'll blitz at different times throughout the game. They're going to present different looks to you. But we just have to execute and do it one play at a time. It's going to be a four-quarter game. You know, this game's not going to be, you know, one way or the other. It's just a matter of you know, paying attention to our details, focusing on our fundamentals, and just executing our plan.
How do you make sure Jabal's involved this week?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something that each week we, you know, as a staff and obviously as a coordinator, you go, how many times can we get Jamal the ball, and whether we, you know, throw it to him or hand it to him, and it's going to be big this week. You know, we are blessed to have Nile there too, and allow him to, you know, give Jamal that rest, much needed rest during the course of the game, so he can stay fresh in the fourth quarter. But you know, he's always a big part of our game plan, and you know, we're going to continue to find ways to get him the ball and make him, you know, make him go make plays.
How do you lose track of him during the game? And he's talked about it sometimes. You just got to forget. You know, how do you forget 25 there?
You know what happens is you get so focused on the game in hand and your game plan and your call sheet and the next play that sometimes, and it happens with receivers. It happens with Dwayne Bowe or, you know, maybe Travis Kelce. It happens, and you know, that's why. You rely on your assistant coaches, the guys that are in the press box, you know, to mind tap you from time to time, because being down there on the sideline, you're so focused in the next call that sometimes you can lose sight of where he is and if he's over on our sideline or if he's obviously in the game.
As a quarterback,
former.
How do you deal with drop passes?
You keep throwing it to him. You keep throwing it to him, and you keep throwing it to him, and you never lose faith in that receiver. And if it means getting out of practice early or staying late after practice and throwing the ball to him, you can't ever lose trust or faith in that guy. And that's the only way you can get it corrected. Because, you know, as I say, you got to keep throwing the ball. Keep throwing the ball. Even if that play or that player has dropped the ball at that particular time, it's so good to just pick up the ball and just throw it to him as he's walking back to the huddle, just so he gets it in his mind that I have confidence, number one, individually, that I can catch the football and that the quarterback still has confidence in me.
So as part of the play calling chain, so to speak, if you guy drops a third down, you go drop the field, when you go back out of the offense, do you first one of the
well,
first things you want to do is get in the ball?
I wouldn't say it's the first thing you'd want to do, but if you're ever in that situation again, whatever that down and distance was at that particular time, that one, you either consider that play again, or if you've used it once or twice, you move to the next thing. You can't worry about that stuff. You just, hey, it's water off your back. You go to the next play and you execute the next play. And when that person's number gets dialed up again, you have all the confidence in the world. You can, number one, your quarterback's going to make the right throw again, and he's going to catch football.
You ever, I know that things kind of work out the way that they work out throughout the regular season, and you like to get everybody involved, but you look at that number sometimes of touchdowns for the wide receivers and think, man, we need to get them more involved in scoring plays?
You know, I would answer that and say no. Obviously, the bottom line is winning the football game. And, you know, we set goals, you know, as an offense. We set goals defensively as a team, special teams, and everybody's a part of the scoring deal. If the defense can pick six it, you know, scoop and score on a fumble, if the special teams can return, it doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. You know, and at the end of the game, you look down the, you know, the stat sheet, and you got 10, 12, 11 guys, you know, receivers that are touching the football. Eventually, those guys are going to score. So, you know, we don't put a lot of emphasis on that, but bottom line is just winning the game.